May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I want to talk to you about something really familiar if you've been around a while here at CTK. Just in line with still the Christmas message, because we're still in the season of Christmas until the 6th of January. So this is really familiar, but I think it's... I know this is the Lord's word. It may just be for one person in particular. The Lord never does anything just to do, just so it could be part of history. There's always a point. And you have to understand, it always has a redemptive point. The Lord came, he sent his son to redeem fallen humanity. And so everything and all the actions that Christ took wasn't just for that moment, but it was also for us, for every generation. And to serve a redemptive purpose, to help bring us into wholeness, which we're in the process of that happening to us every day until we see him face to face. And so all these stories have a real significant meaning. They're real and they're true, but they also represent something that's true for us, for this generation, for you, and for my life. When I was 12 years old, it's when I did the Baptist Bar Mitzvah thing. I prayed the prayer for Christ to come into my life. And for a few months I walked with the Lord, or tried to. We went to a Methodist church and sweet people, but didn't really know how to mentor and disciple. I'm not sure if they did, I would have been a part. After a few months I just began to drift away because I didn't grow, and so for the next 11 years I didn't really walk with the Lord at all. I actually mocked Christians and Christianity. And threw away my life on drugs and things like that. And I, most of you know the story. I was head of the nuclear medicine department in Charleston, South Carolina, at Roper Hospital. And had a house on an island, right on the beach. And my life just crashed and burned. And I tried for 2 years to live the Christian life, best I knew how, constantly begging God to forgive me because I'd try hard and I'd fall and try hard and fall. I knew I'd given my life to him. I just didn't know how to live the Christian life. And it was because I was mentally ill. I had clinical depression and clinical anxiety. And so I just kept begging God to make me better. I kept thinking I was totally disqualified because I was so messed up. So I kept asking the Lord to take all that away. I tried memorizing scripture, read the Bible, prayed for hours every day, but I just never got any better. Because of it, I thought I could never experience all that God had for me. And I heard that Jesus said that I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But again, I thought I had to get my act together because he certainly couldn't live an abundant life through a mess like I was. And most of my Christian life was trying to read a book. If any book had said the key to, I was reading it because I was wanting to find the key to getting well so I could experience this abundant life. It sounded like fun. I knew it was true that Jesus Christ had come to live inside of me. When I asked him to, he actually did. And he was prepared to live his life through me. And what an extraordinary life that is on a daily basis. Supernatural on the inside, supernatural on the outside, just a miraculous life. That's normal Christianity. But again, I was so abnormal, I kept thinking if I could just quit being so anxious and so depressed, then he could actually live that life through me. So I had a goal. I knew what the Christian life was supposed to be. Jesus himself living his life through my personality as I cooperated with him in obedience and faith. And it would be a supernatural life, life and life to the full. Joy unspeakable, full of glory, peace that passes all understanding, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, all those wonderful things, a victorious life daily. But I was too big of a mess. And then one day I discovered something, and it came from this principle. At Jesus' birth, this is Luke chapter 2. Verse 8, so very familiar scriptures. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will be for all the people, not for some of the people, not for certain people who are in certain circumstances, or people who had a nice family that were raised, or plenty of money, or good station, or influence, or a good home, for all the people. Good news that would bring great joy to every human being who embraced the good news. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. You know, it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 10, that we're being saved every day by His life. Having a Savior doesn't just mean your sins are forgiven and you get to go to heaven one day. But you see, when I surrendered my life to Christ, I wasn't really concerned about heaven or hell. I was living in hell. I needed a Savior who would save me from me and the mess I was in today. You understand what I'm saying? I became very grateful about heaven and not going to hell, but that wasn't my priority. I wanted somebody to save me from this mess I was and was in. And that's what Romans 5:10 says, that He didn't just save me by His death from hell. He saves me every day by His life. Saves me from me. For this day there's been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign for you. Here's the sign. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths or swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Now, because we don't have much time, so be this saying, God, Holy Spirit, can give you revelation. The Christian life isn't just saving you from hell so you can go to heaven. That's wonderful. The Christian life is somebody's come to save you from your fallen self. To save you from the mess that you are and the mess that you make out of life every day. He's come to live in you, to live His life through you, and thus save you from your brokenness and your fallenness and your bondage to sin. That's being saved. You with me? But again, I heard that. I got that. That was awesome. The Lord showed me. I saw that. I used other people, but I was too big of a mess to experience that. But then He said this, and this will be a sign for you. Now, who's He talking to? Kings? Magi? Millionaires? Landowners? Poor shepherds. They were the poorest of the employed in the days of Christ. He came to shepherds. He said, this will be a sign for you that this Christ will be clothed in swaddling clothes. He's born in a barn. It was actually a stone kind of lean-to. It was a cave carved out of the side of a mountain. And that's where animals stayed. It was in a feeding trough where it was full of bacteria and saliva and yuck. And they had rags everywhere that you'd help clean things up a little bit. Like, you know, what animals can do. And that's what they wrapped the King of Kings in. Were little strips of cloths that are for the poor. And He said, that's going to be a sign to you. Now, what's the sign? When the shepherds showed up, I don't think they paid much attention to the rags. They just saw the glory of God that those rags were wrapped up in. And here's the sign. Even if Jesus is wrapped in filthy rags, He dominates. He's the issue. His glory shines, transforms the rags. And to you, even shepherds, even if you're a mess and you've made a mess of things, if you'll surrender your life to Christ, He'll wrap Himself up in the rags that make you who you are. It doesn't limit Him one bit. And He can manifest His glorious life even through rags. As a matter of fact, He says, and when I'm weak, then He's strong. I think He especially enjoys wrapping Himself up in dirty rags because He gets all the glory. He shows off. And I finally discovered that all my mess and brokenness didn't disqualify me. I was the very kind of stuff He liked to wrap Himself up in. And transform. Those rags were transformed. They weren't just rags anymore. They were housing the Christ. I wasn't just rags anymore. I was housing the Christ. And as I allowed that Christ, realizing that, thank you, Lord Jesus, you can use my rags for your glory, then in my weakness, his strength made perfect. And suddenly, I found that he took over my fear and manifested his courage. He took over my anxiety and filled it with peace. He took over my depression and filled the rags of my depression with his joy. But the Christian life was a supernatural life, and being just a pile of rags didn't put him off. He was attracted to that. Amen. So if you think you've gone too far, you think you're too big a mess, you think you've made too much of a mess, it's never too late, ever. And you've never gone too far. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.